Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Turn on your inner light, Debbie Mandel.
It's a pleasure, Chuck and Devin.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being here for Marty, too. I don't know if I'm doing injustice or not.
Well, you sound justifiable.
About yourself a little bit. Tell the audience what you've done and what you do.
Well, I work regularly at stress management. I do it for corporations and universities. I've written a book called Turn On Your Inner Light about stress management, being positive and healthy, and that's my mission.
Oh, man.
I need to call her then, because I did stress management of Chuck.
You need to stop by the office, okay?
Well, both of you have a great sense of humor, and that's one of the tenets of stress management. Don't take yourself too seriously.
Oh, man, we can't. They make fun of my weight, my shape, my look.
Maybe all frustrated and mad. Don't have time to do anything. Every 5 minutes, I hear them telling jokes to our employees.
Debbie, when I go on a tear, they call me a wild Indian. Can you believe that?
Yes, I can. And that's joyous. And that makes other people happy, too. Because when you laugh, you're getting rid of stress, and you're feeling better, and you're burning calories.
That's good, because I love to put on calories. Debbie, let's talk about the holidays. Are people still feeling stressed out? What causes that, by the way?
Well, I don't think it's the holiday itself, but it's people are so busy and harried, and the economy's rough, and everyone's into buying presents, and then you have those unrealistic expectations. I got to be happy like it's a wonderful life. And I don't have a Hollywood life. So people are feeling a little bit stressed out. The country, as you just heard, is on orange alert, and we've got Mad Cow. You know, all of this is adding to whatever we're feeling emotionally from our families. You know, those family get-togethers are very hard.
I know they are. The unrealistic expectations, too. It's a lot harder to buy gifts for kids nowadays.
For anyone, a lot of relationships break up around the holidays because of these unrealistic expectations. What? You bought me a blender? That's what you think of me?
I agree with that.
So it's really about coming back to basics, to reality, and to doing the best you can for yourself.
Well, as opposed to when I was growing up, and I don't mind saying, I'm 57 years old, so I grew up in the 50s, basically 50s and 60s, okay? And back then, we didn't have the ability to just go out and get what we wanted at the time, and I don't think very many people did. But nowadays, I mean, when I want something, I just go get it.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas doesn't have that same special aura that it once had.
But a lot of people are struggling, you know, and it's hard in the economy to meet everything. You need two incomes. I know people who take out loans for the holidays.
Oh, I know. They used to have that in Oklahoma.
And kids are into designer things. They want Hollywood things. They want bags that cost, Louis Vuitton bags and all these things. And it's very stressful for parents and for children because we need more and more because our hearts are empty.
Well, and the other thing, like my kid wanted a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, that just drives the bill up even more because it's month after that, you know. And he was about 16 years old when he decided he needed one.
Yeah, it's all this materialism and the demanding, and we really have to simplify our lives and appreciate little things. That's quite an ordeal, I think.
Live in a small town, and maybe you don't know the answer to this, but do you think people who live in small town America right now have a different stress than the ones that live in big town America?
You know what? No. Because stress is about perception. You can live in a small town and anything could tick you off. It doesn't really much matter. It's how you perceive your life. That's why reinterpreting negativity and not taking yourself so seriously and not trying to be perfect, these are ways that I talk about in my book, Turn On Your Inner Light, to help you get back to basics.
Well, and the basics are just really, we are so blessed as a nation and as a country that we have more than we need.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot more than we need, and we have a lot more debt than we need. And what I can't believe, I was standing in Texaco one time, and this lady says, I sure hope I win because I'm spending my last dollar until payday on this, I think she's bought $5 or $10 worth of lotto tickets, and I thought, how sad.
Yes, it is. And that won't make her happy either, I want you to know. Even if she wins big, she'll be happy for a little bit, and then the stress or the sadness returns. Because it's got to be more than just the material. And we keep feeding on it. Look at our country. You know how many diet books there are out there and the bestseller list? And what's happening? Our nation is more obese than ever before.
Well, we read them, Debbie.
Before I get too stressed out, I start thinking about my personal life, like my health. I got a great family. I have a lot of good things. I have friends, family. I have Chuck that supports me as well. So I try to look at other things besides money. Because a lot of people are stressed over money the more than anything. And the main thing, too, sometimes I'll watch these sad movies, and I finally realize, hey, I've got a lot of good things happening for me, and I'm taking things for granted. So, and I start thinking about my personally is because, how do you say this, Chuck? We talk about a lot. I'm very grateful for things I have now. So there's a lot of people out there that don't have.
That's right. And I want to add, I think people should be grateful for things we've adapted to. We don't appreciate anymore. We